You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
This is the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast. And this is another survivor story.
This isn't just sibling rivalry. This is about emotional survival. We're diving into a letter today that left me reeling. It's from a brother who finally broke free. Sent to the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast.
Aww.
And all that title, earned it the hard way.
What gets you is the raw honesty. This isn't someone analyzing narcissism from afar. This is someone clawing their way out of it, still wounded.
Exactly. And even if you haven't dealt with a narcissistic sibling specifically, themes here, betrayal, manipulation, that gut punch of having your self-worth chipped away, that's universal. So buckle up because this one gets intense.
It does. But there's also a thread of hope running through it. Which we'll get to, because breaking free is possible.
Okay, so the writer dives right in, talking about growing up with his brother, Eric.
Yeah.
And right off the bat, we see that classic dynamic, golden child versus, well, everyone else.
Which is where it all starts. Imagine needing constant validation like it's oxygen. That's kind of how a narcissist sees the world. So the golden child, in this case, Eric, gets that validation, that praise, often for doing the bare minimum.
Setting them up for a huge EE sense of entitlement down the line.
Exactly. And it's not just, oh, he's a spoiled brat. It runs deeper. This becomes their normal. They genuinely believe they're more deserving, more special, which then bleeds into how they treat others.
And meanwhile, you've got the other sibling constantly in that shadow, often internalizing the message that they're somehow less than. It creates this warped power dynamic from such a young age.
And the manipulation often starts so subtly that it flies under the radar. Like it's almost disguised as normal sibling rivalry, making it even harder to call out.
And the letter writer, he describes this incident in high school that just made my blood boil. He's over the moon, finally got his first girlfriend. And what does Eric do? Tells the poor girl that her boyfriend's two-timing her.
Classic triangulation. A narcissist loves to sow chaos and then position themselves as the voice of reason amidst the drama they created.
It's so messed up.
Yeah.
And when confronted, Eric just laughs it off like, oh, just messing with her. She's too clingy anyway. You deserve better.
See, that right there is textbook. It's minimizing the impact of his actions while simultaneously framing himself as the good guy. I'm just looking out for you, bro. Ugh, infuriating.
And it's a form of gaslighting, yeah. Right? Because it makes the victim question their own reality, their own judgment.
100%. Like the writer even says at the time, he bought it, thought it was just dumb brotherly teasing. But looking back, it's clear this was a pattern of manipulation just in its early stages.
And as they got older, those manipulations, they didn't just continue. They leveled up, became bolder, more damaging. Like when they go to college.
Yeah.
You'd think some distance would help, right? Wrong.
It can be tricky. You'd think distance would help, give some breathing room from that toxic dynamic. But here's the thing about narcissists. Distance doesn't stop them. It just changes the game.
Exactly. If anything, it makes the target more vulnerable. Because they're trying to establish their own life, their own identity, often for the first time, away from that influence.
Yeah.
And that's prime time for a narcissist to swoop in.
And boy, does Eric swoop in. The writer's finally found his people in college, this group of friends, his own WN crew, no Eric influence, until Eric visits for a weekend.
And you can almost set your watch by what happens next. That charisma the golden child has, it's weaponized. They can be incredibly charming, especially in short bursts. And they'll use that to ingratiate themselves with the target's new circle.
Oh, they're good at making it seem like they fit right in. The writer even says at first he was happy. Like, hey, maybe Eric's not so bad. Famous last words, right?
Because beneath that surface charm, that need to be the center of attention is still there. And it's not long before Eric feels threatened, not overtly, but by the simple fact that his brother is happy, has friends, has a life that doesn't revolve around him.
And that's when the sabotage starts. Slowly things shift, the writer's friends become distant, and eventually the truth comes out. Eric's been bad-mouthing him this whole time.
Sear campaign 101.
Yeah.
They can't stand the thought of someone else having something they don't, so they tear it down. And what's more effective than turning someone's own friends against them? Isolating them, making them doubt their own instincts.
And the way he does it is just, tells them the writer is insecure, clingy, a loser, basically paints him as this pathetic tagalong. And the worst part is, it's not even about the writer, is it?
It's about Eric protecting his own fragile ego. Think about it. If the writer is so great, so loved by his friends, what does that say about Eric? Who had to resort to these tactics? A narcissist can't handle that kind of self-reflection.
So they project outward, make it everyone else's problem. And when the writer confronts Eric, his response is chilling. Come on, man. It was just a joke. They were never really your friends if they believed me anyway.
Classic deflection of responsibility. It's never their fault, always someone else's.
Yeah.
And that lack of accountability, that utter inability to see the damage they inflict, that's one of the most heartbreaking parts of this whole dynamic.
And sadly for the writer, it doesn't end there. Just when you think it can't get worse, Eric crosses a line that changes everything. We're talking about the writer's serious girlfriend, Sarah.
This is where that narcissistic sense of entitlement, that utter lack of boundaries,
yeah,
becomes truly destructive.
Because it starts subtly. Right, Eric's texting Sarah, being chummy. Harmless enough, you might think. But then those texts get more frequent, more personal.
It's like they can't stand that someone else is happy, that someone else is getting the attention they believe they deserve. So they insert themselves, subtly at first, then more overtly, until they've wedged themselves right in the middle.
And then the ultimate betrayal. Eric kisses Sarah. I mean, how do you even begin to process that level of violation from your own flesh and blood? It made me sick to my stomach just reading it.
Because it's not just a betrayal of trust. It's a betrayal of that fundamental bond you're supposed to have with a sibling.
Mm.
And for someone who's already been manipulated and gaslighted by that sibling for years, it can be completely shattering.
And what's Eric's response when he's caught? Does he even try to deny it?
Of course not. That would require taking responsibility for his actions. And that's simply not a narcissist's playbook.
He actually says, I couldn't help it. She's hot and you weren't treating her right. She needed someone who could give her what you couldn't. The arrogance is unbelievable.
It's classic. He's not only justifying his actions, but positioning himself as the savior in this twisted narrative HE created.
And that's the final straw, right? The writer makes the incredibly tough decision to cut Eric out of his life completely. And it's not just about Sarah. It's about years of accumulated hurt, manipulation, always being made to feel lesser than.
It's about survival at that point.
Yeah.
Because staying in that dynamic, allowing that toxicity to continue, it takes a toll. It erodes your sense of self, your ability to trust. So yeah, cutting ties, especially with family,
yeah,
is incredibly painful. But sometimes it's the only way to reclaim your own life.
Absolutely. But even then, Eric doesn't just fade away, does he? This is where the manipulation takes an even darker turn. He turns to their parents, playing the victim, spinning this whole web of lies.
Because that's what they do. They're masters of manipulating not just individuals, but entire systems. And what's more powerful, more readily believed, than the word of a family member?
Mm.
Especially a child to their parents.
It's like he weaponized their parents' love against him, knowing exactly which buttons to push to get them on his side.
It's a heartbreaking manipulation tactic.
Yeah.
And sadly, a very effective one. Because think about it. Parents are hardwired to protect their children, to believe the best of them. So when one child presents themselves as the wounded party, the one who's been wronged, it's almost an instinct for the parents to rally around them.
It's like that classic story of the emperor's new clothes. Everyone's so afraid to point out the obvious, that the emperor is well naked, that they go along with the charade. And in this case, the charade is Eric's version of reality.
So how does the truth finally come out? Because, you know, with narcissists, it's rarely a straight line to accountability.
It rarely is. But, you know, even the most skilled liar, the most convincing manipulator, they slip up eventually, their mask cracks, and their true nature is revealed.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens here, isn't it? The parents find out about Sarah. About the kiss, about Eric's role in it all. The writer doesn't go into detail. You could just feel the weight of that revelation, the parents' own hurt and disillusionment.
It's like the scales fall from their eyes, and the betrayal they must have felt, realizing their own child had been capable of such deceit. It's heartbreaking.
It's like this whole other layer of pain, isn't it? Because for so long, the focus has been on the narcissistic sibling's impact on the writer. But the parents, they're victims in this, too.
Absolutely. Narcissistic abuse, it doesn't just impact the primary target. It ripples outward, affecting entire families, friendships, even workplaces.
So where do things go from there? Because even after the truth comes out, even after the parents see Eric for who he really is, the writer still makes the difficult choice to keep his distance.
And that's a huge EE point to highlight. Because you might think, okay, the truth is out, the parents know, happy ending, right? But with narcissistic abuse, it's rarely that simple. That damage runs deep, and healing takes time.
And often requires making tough choices, like setting boundaries, even with family, which the writer clearly recognizes. He talks about finally starting therapy, working through the years of manipulation and betrayal, learning to trust himself again.
Which is so crucial, because it's not enough to just escape the narcissistic dynamic. You have to unpack the emotional baggage it left behind, challenge those distorted narratives that were ingrained in you.
And that's a long road, isn't it? There's no quick fix for this kind of deep-seated emotional wounding.
It's a journey, not a destination. And it requires a lot of self-compassion, patience, and often the support of a skilled therapist who understands the complexities of narcissistic abuse.
And the letter ends on such a powerful note. The writer talks about the freedom he feels now that he's no longer under Eric's shadow, how he's finally free to live his life on his own terms, without the constant fear of betrayal. It's a testament to the resilience of the human spirit, isn't it? The ability to heal and grow even from the deepest wounds.
It's proof that there is light at the end of the tunnel, that breaking free while incredibly difficult is possible, and that reclaiming your sense of self, your worth, your voice, that's the ultimate victory.
It really is. And you know, this deep dive into one man's letter,
yeah,
it's left me thinking about all the people out there, maybe even listening right now, who are trapped in similar dynamics. If that's you, please know your experience is valid. You're not alone. And there is hope for healing.
Absolutely. And if this episode has sparked something in you, if it's made you question certain relationships or patterns in your own life, don't ignore that. Reach out for support. Talk to a therapist. Connect with a support group. Taking that first step towards healing can be scary, but it's also incredibly empowering.
So well said. And on that note, we'll leave you with this. What small step can you take today towards a healthier, more authentic YUU? It's a question worth pondering. And as always, thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
Thank you for listening to another survivor story on the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast. Do you have a story about overcoming narcissistic abuse? We invite you to share your experience and help others heal. Reach out to us on TikTok, Facebook, or Instagram. Just subscribe and send us a direct message with your survivor story. Your story could be featured in an upcoming episode of the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and Yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and Yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and Yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and Yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.